Hey, everybody. We have something just a little bit different for you this week. We're doing another dramatic reading, but instead of the usual audio-only format, we've got a video. We've been recording by Zoom lately, so we figured it was a good opportunity to just record our call, basically, and put in some visuals and see how that works out. No, nothing too fancy, no crazy bells and whistles, but hopefully it's fun. Audio format, not 100% sure how that's going to work out compared to usual, but the video is in the episode description, so please do check that out. Have a good one. Zero Issues Comic Podcast. So allow us to introduce ourselves, if we dare. My name is Bri Kotick. This guy over here, the other way. Who's that?
I don't know who you're pointing to.
I'm Kyle. my name's Kyle Lees.
Yeah.
And who's the other guy?
I am Merc.
We're doing this in Zoom. We do make the podcast Zero Issues Comic Podcast, the only podcast with zero in issues in the title, I think you'll find. sorry.
We're not getting into that in this, our first ever video thingy.
First ever video. We're all recording. We usually record all together at our dear friend Merc's house, but now we are doing it separately using Zoom and other video sharing software in order to...
They didn't pay us for this. We're using whatever. We're using Netscape. I don't care.
Exactly. Netscape. We're talking. We see each other's faces. So we're just figuring we'd try something out. What do we... So dramatic reading. Describe what a dramatic read is very quickly.
Normally, what a dramatic read is we take one horrible, or not even a horrible, but often a horrible, short comic piece, and we just kind of radio play it. Well, yeah, everybody takes a voice and does a little bit, and then we'll interject, because usually they're ridiculous, and we just kind of laugh along as we're doing it, and point out any ridiculousness of it. What... where is my book? Of course, I don't have the book with me. we are doing Fletcher Hanks.
It's on the screen right now.
It's on the screen, but I was going to flash the book. But Fletcher Hanks is our kind of go-to one. If you haven't heard of Fletcher Hanks, Google that right now.
Google's not paying us. Netscape it.
Yeah. Ask Jeeves.
http://www.askjeeves.com.
Yeah.
Probably still there.
But he was, it went from the 30s, 40s artist, and he ended up writing and doing his own art, his own little books and stuff, and short stories. It included an anthology series, and they're ridiculous. They are so much fun, as you will find out. Today we're going to do Stardust, the Super Wizard!
And this is exciting, because we're doing this, but we'll also have visually... what we're looking at.
So you'll be able
usually
to see
we it. Have to describe it every time. His neck is ever, huge.
For the first time ever, you have eyes.
So you'll see exactly, if you've ever heard this before, why we react, why we go to this well so often, because how could you not look at this? It's amazing.
Exactly. So shall we?
Yes, let us begin.
So I believe Bri will be our narrator today. Mm-hmm. I will take the character of Stardust. And Kyle will be the other characters that you will see unfold.
What's her name? Val?
Sure.
Well, I mean, I might be proven wrong. We'll find out.
Okay. Starting off. Stardust, the super wizard!
Wizard.
Stardust's vast knowledge of interplanetary science has made him the most remarkable man who ever lived.
And the biggest wrist you've ever seen.
That is huge.
He's wearing a windbreaker and it's catching the space wind, the solar winds.
It all just puffed up.
Huh. Mike, are they to scale? Like he and his female companion.
Yes, she's a doll.
It's Andre the Giant and Rhea Perlman.
Oh, together at last!
Together at last in a romantic comedy that you've never heard of.
Their hair gets stuck together.
Oh,
I like it. I don't just like it. I love it. All right, moving on.
From his marvelously equipped observatory on his private star, he devotes his abilities to crime busting in the solar system.
He can see two stars.
He can see like... Oh no, there's three.
There's three and a planet and a different kind of planet.
Yeah. Well, it's like when you're in the city and there's bright lights. You can't see the other stars.
That's true.
It's actually pretty impressive.
You know, we're in space right now.
Yeah.
He's right. He's right, you know. Mm-hmm. On the highly civilized planet of Venus, he sights the fiendish Chaos. K-A-O-S. Mm. A criminal scientist of great ability. So there's just, you just see, well, you can see him. I don't have to describe it. That's cool.
Oh, that's okay. I thought that was Stardust who changed outfits between panels.
He doesn't change outfits.
Stardust never changes outfits.
No.
He's a one jumper. He's a one jumper kind of guy.
Does he wash it or no?
No.
Okay. Just talcum powder.
Listen, even that is giving him some credit. Stardust, realizing what a menace Chaos is to humanity, keeps in close touch with activities in the Chaos Laboratory, one might say, an experimental station on Venus.
Looks like a farm.
Yes, it does. Venus. I enjoy like the way the wall is sort of drawn around it. Like, you're seeing one side of a wall, even though it's completely round. It's interesting. I don't know.
Yeah. I see. It looks like a cutaway of a human body that you might find in a grade 3 classroom in a portable.
In a portable.
Yeah. Listen, we all had portable classes. You know it. Okay. Yeah. Chaos! By means of new... Sorry. Chaos!
That was a lot of enthusiasm.
By means of new fertilizers, has developed a strange plant.
My super vitamin vine is at last perfected.
He's just, yeah.
Now I can die.
What fertilizers he's using. He's just, I'm going to poop on the plant again and see what happens.
Well, they're new fertilizers.
It's a brand new poop.
I think it's pretty clear that's what's happening here.
Yeah.
Stardust tunes in his crime detector on the busy Chaos.
His fridge is just covered in stickers.
Yeah, he's just staring at the fridge. And he's got a little beanie that's just floating above his head.
Yeah, he's a fan of Devo, but not a huge fan of Devo.
Yeah, doesn't want to commit. The detecting needle is vibrating violently. Chaos is planning some terrible crime.
Stardust tunes in his thought recorder and focuses his viewplate for a close-up of Chaos.
Viewplate? It's actually just a plate.
It's a commemorative plate.
Collector's plate. Yeah. Of
Chaos.
Painted Chaos.
He's planning to use the gigantic vulture birds of Venus in some criminal way.
If I can dominate those vultures up there, I'll be able to conquer the Earth.
He just wants to dominate them.
Sexually.
Exactly.
Oh,
God. You're a sexy bird, aren't you? Yes, you are.
I'll concentrate my hypnotic control ray on them and draw them into my experimental station. Yeah.
Oh boy. I got nothing. As Chaos releases the ray, the huge birds fly down to his station.
The huge birds with tiny heads.
Yes. Giant claws.
Now I'll feed them strong meat mixed with the juice of my super vitamin vine. This juice will give them greater size and unlimited power.
Oh boy.
They'll be able to
bottle it, and then I'll make a killing.
Bird meat. They'll be able to fly so fast that the human eyes of the Earthmen will be unable to see them. In the end, their talons will be powerful enough to crush concrete and bend the toughest metals.
Aluminum.
there will be millions of these vultures. All the great cities of Earth and all the units of warfare will be at their mercy. By using my hypnotic control ray on them, I'll be able to conquer the Earth in a few hours.
I love his face there. Like, what happened? It's completely flat. Like, I just fell over and I think I crushed my cheekbone. Can someone get me help? I'll take more super vitamins.
He might have had a mild stroke somewhere in his, like, I'm very excited. Day-long monologue.
Yeah. I'm very excited about the very next panel.
Oh, yeah. This is so good. All right.
Like, this is huge.
It's great. As Chaos feeds the vultures the juice of his super vitamin vine, the birds develop rapidly in power and size.
I must keep them under complete control.
Stardust follows the plot closely. At least it's one of us.
Yeah, really. He's just reading the book. Oh, just read along with
Stardust
this
comic. Turns his head slightly.
Oh, my powerful neck muscles.
Yeah.
Chaos is going to transmit them to the Earth's atmosphere on concentrated thought waves. I must intercept them.
Stardust's private star is much further from the Earth than Venus is, so the millions of demonized vultures have the advantage.
But I fly super fast, looking like an idiot through space.
So excited. It is tubular spatial. It's back, the tubular spatial. Pardon me, very excited. I love that. It is tubular spatial, traveling at terrific speed on accelerated supersolar light waves. Stardust starts his race to save the Earth from destructive conquest. Just head first.
Yep. He's just gonna hit him.
Meanwhile, Chaos has assembled the vultures, ready for transmission to the Earth's atmosphere.
So angry.
I know. Soon, under control of the hypnotic ray, the powerful birds zoom out of the Venus vapor into space. Just shooting them. Like, they're all just shooting head first. Like, nobody's...
Yep.
Even birds.
That's how you aim. How do you aim?
Yeah. Birds don't use wings or anything. They're just in space. Like a rocket.
They're in space. There's no...
That's
what's
true.
That thing? Stuff.
Sure. Air, currents, whatever.
Pez.
Controlling them from the rear in his super speed rocket dart. Great. Chaos gloats madly.
The Earth will soon be mine.
He got older.
He did. Aren't we all?
Too many space darts.
Stardust sees the vultures approach the Earth's atmosphere. I apologize.
If they reach the Earth, it will mean... I started speaking in your old man voice. I don't know. No, I'm the other character. If they reach the Earth, it will mean a horrible destruction of life and property. I'm very concerned about property.
Well, he was concerned about life first.
The economy.
You know,
yeah.
Then the economy.
Yeah. Exactly. In desperation, Stardust increases his speed until his spatial leaves a trail of friction fire in its wake.
Oh, I ate too much spatial. Just leaving away.
That's troubling.
Yep.
The giant vultures are now entering the Earth's inner atmosphere and flying at an amazing speed.
Using their wings. Good job.
Oh, there you go. See, now they do. Now they do.
Yep.
The foremost birds, head for the battlefields. I love how, was a war already happening?
Yeah, I was like, why is everybody in trenches already?
It's called humanity, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's not great. The sky suddenly becomes darkened by their flight.
What has happened? I'll just do that one.
Yeah. Then... with a speed and power that cannot be combated, they crash into bombing planes.
Well, I guess Stardust should, you know, he's done. It can't be combated.
No, it can't be. I legit kind of dig that bird just grabbing two
Two biplanes, yeah.
Yeah, using his roller skates. Flying roller skates. There, look at the one behind it, also doing the same thing.
I know, it's great. Well, if you want roller skates, just wait for another panel, my friend. Because...
Well, remember how Fletcher works, because he finds a good idea, and he just gloms right onto it.
Rides it.
Rides it like that bird.
Riding two planes.
They rip up fortifications and motorized equipment of all kinds. Legitimately kind of badass here.
Just a bird smashing like a simple pulley.
Yeah. So many tractors.
They swerve to the sea and wreck battleships and transports. The survivors are panic-stricken as mad vultures swoop among them.
Oh, those are mad vultures.
Not like a regular vulture. It's mad. Mad, I say. Meanwhile.
It's disappointed.
Yeah. Meanwhile, under the control of chaos, the majority of the birds head for America. They
Why
first
it?
They first attack the large cities. Not the small cities, the large ones.
If you're in a large city, you're fine. Wait, can chaos. I say large or small? It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
The moment
Hibbing
is gone.
Hibbing, Minnesota, I think you're okay.
Chaos! Chaos! Operating his rays successfully, sees an easy conquest.
Now one of my vultures must capture a beautiful woman to be my empress.
What the hell?
Yeah, that's what bad old guys do, I guess.
Look, I'm about two. I'm about two things: super vines and
Just as America seems doomed, chaos is shocked by a violent flash.
What was that?
What is going on in that panel?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess there's like that yellow flash.
Oh, is that like a telescope a out flash? Or something coming in? I don't know what.
I think that's where he
doesn't.
I think my big red metal donut just caught fire.
It seems like that's the one spot light should not be radiating out of in this thing, but okay.
I don't know. Whatever.
The next instant, Stardust shoots out of space.
Oh, I'm using my arms this time. Awesome. Oh,
again, he's in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Just like a bird. Stardust like a bird. Quickly releasing his fusing rays, he demolishes the rocket dart.
Pew!
Pew pew! Pew then pew. The super wizard grabs Chaos from out of the wreck.
Oh, he's huge. I love it.
I know, I know.
You'll pay for all of this. It will be at least $14.95.
I don't want you.
You're crushing me. Like... You're crushing me.
Like, look, he's clearly crushed, like, half of his arm and his shoulder. Like, he's collapsing his entire skeleton in on himself, and he just looks mildly irritated.
Excuse me, you've got your thumb on my trachea.
The children called me Mr. Glass.
Awesome. Stardust retracts the hypnotic ray, and the vultures go wild.
They just start dancing disco and...
Vultures are taking their tops off and
they're getting paid for it. The vultures are going to that party in the Ozarks. We've all seen that video.
Vultures and ravens living together. Mass hysteria. Yeah.
Mass hysteria. Yeah. Okay. Taking chaos with him. Stardust darts among the giant birds.
Just darting.
What more is there to say? Yep. Not wanting to use rays, he beats the leaders into submission.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta find the lead bird. First, as soon as you get to jail, you find the lead bird.
You find the lead bird.
And you beat him up.
Yep.
Also, look at, what's his name? The bad guy. He is now a saint.
I was just thinking that.
He's got the light.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's very exciting.
I bless you, bird of vulture.
Yep.
And later he will be shot out of a cannon.
The birds are finally subdued. And Stardust just seems to be just floating away. Stardust suddenly notices that one of the vultures has a beautiful girl in its gigantic talons.
The girl seems unharmed. I don't know if that's true.
I don't think that's possible.
No.
Crunch.
Don't touch her. She's the Earth Woman I'm saving for myself.
You fiend!
Stardust releases his I keep yelling the name so forcefully. And I refuse.
Stardust!
Stardust releases his suspending ray and leaves Chaos hanging helplessly in the air. It is a suspending ray. But I choose to believe he just dropped him and he just fell to his death. Then he darts towards the bird at terrific speed.
And
as
face
he strikes, head first. Yeah, he's taking on. This is like a Goku move, as far as I'm concerned. Sorry. As he strikes the vulture, the bird drops its beautiful captive.
She dies
to the rocks below. Yeah,
the try girl to land on Chaos.
The girl begins falling. Stardust swoops down to her.
And she doesn't say a thing.
No.
Just gonna fall.
Tuesday, baby. This happens every Tuesday.
Yep. And then he swoops in. Are you hurt?
I think not. But I'm terribly upset and scared.
I'm fine. But I have PTSD.
Yeah.
Shall I take you back to your home?
Oh, please don't take me back. Those birds have wrecked our home, and they killed my parents. Actual dialogue.
Wow!
And this is why we love Fletcher Hanks. Just, like, an off comment of, yeah, they killed my parents.
Look at the expression on her face. She's just annoyed to be telling him.
Well, you can see that's the same expression she has in every picture.
Everyone, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they keep flying. You must feel terrible! Not a question, an exclamation mark. You must feel terrible! He's telling her you will feel terrible. No. You must feel terrible.
You must.
But isn't there some place you'd like to go?
Oh, I'm now all
alone. I'm not fishing for anything, really.
Excuse me. I'm now all alone in the world, but you're so kind. I'd like to be with you until I get over my fright.
Just like that.
What?
I'm clearly very scared.
This is romance in the 40s, kids.
Yeah.
But I have duties to attend to, like putting my massive head on your shoulder.
It's a ventriloquist.
My head is twice the size of yours.
Oh, he caught a ventriloquist dummy, and he's doing both the voices.
Yeah, really.
He's like, I'm terribly lonely.
Who are you calling dummy? Oh, please take me with you. I'll try not to be any bother.
Stardust releases his anti-gravity ray and leaves the girl floating in midair.
So she says, I'll try. Please take me with you. I'll try not to be any bother. So immediately, what does he do? Leaves
wordlessly.
Her. Yeah. Wordless. Don't get frightened. I'll soon be back. As I just leave you floating in the air, where a bunch of evil vulture birds from space were flying around.
As you do.
Yep.
Then he swoops down to the soaring vultures. He releases his powerful propelling beam.
You vultures are going back to Venus. Kaka, kaka.
Okay.
We're from
they all look like dead frozen chickens just suddenly
just
getting
flying.
Tossed in the air, yeah.
The birds suddenly zoom into the sky, straight for their planet. Stardust darts towards the suspended Chaos.
I'll transform you to a worm for the vultures to eat.
I don't wanna. But I don't wanna.
I don't think you have a say in this.
Don't make me go.
He could. This is like vicious. Like he could have just. It might have been better if he just dropped him. Like. Anyway, there comes a flash, and Chaos turns into a worm. He does.
With a human face.
Yeah. It's Mr. Mind.
I was thinking the Metamorphosis.
Yeah.
Like it. Stardust then propels Chaos, the worm, to Venus. He just has like a beam that does anything he wants in any given moment. It's amazing.
Always in a way where he doesn't even have to like lift his hand up or anything. It just shoots out of his head.
As Stardust returns to the girl.
Would you like to come to my private star for a while? It's very restful there.
Oh, Stardust, I'd be crazy about it.
He's either getting bigger every panel or she's getting smaller, and I can't decide which.
It's a bit of both.
Out into space, in the direction of the star, vanish Stardust and the homeless girl.
And the homeless girl.
She doesn't even have a name!
Yes, she does. The homeless girl. Oh my God. Her parents didn't like her.
We've established that she
homeless girl. Did you finish your homework, homeless girl?
Her parents didn't like her.
Yeah.
She's got a home. It's just full of parent corpses. Anyway, they arrive on Stardust Star.
This may be your own castle as long as you wish.
Oh, huh. Because it is OH-H. Mm-hmm. Oh, huh. I can hardly believe it.
Follow the thrilling exploits of Stardust in the next star issue. The next four-star issue?
Four stars?
Either that or he's like, it's a censored swear, which I choose to believe.
Take that line again.
An issue. and that is Fletcher Hanks. There you go.
He's gross and weird.
and we love him.
Yeah.
So we do this in audio format on the podcast. You can check that out at zeroissues.com if you choose to. Maybe we'll have a link in the description because we can do that in a video.
Exactly. We have a whole bunch of other of these dramatic reads, like not all of them with video, just audio ones, but just as funny or funnier, get weird stuff. Plus, we just do the regular podcast stuff where we talk about comic and pop culture-y stuff and just riff off whatever and have fun.
We've got literally hundreds of episodes. We don't take it very seriously. 100, yes. Merc has gone mute, or I've gone deaf, or... No. Bry's gone blind.
Not saying anything. Yeah. Hundreds.
But Bry has gone blind.
Like 285.
And only your ears can bring him back.
I'm just glad the last thing I saw was the beautiful artwork of Fletcher Hanks. So thank you for that gift.
You've got stars in your eyes.
I do. Oh, I can see. with Stardust uses sight beam. Sure.
Sure.
So please check us out at ZeroIssues.com, Zero Issues Comic Podcast on Facebook, Zero Issues Pod on Instagram. We post a lot of stuff to those things as well as each of us have our own stuff going on. We're all comic book artists. I'm Merc, M-E-R-K. You can find me at MercAsylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc on Facebook, Merconaut like astronaut on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. My name is Bry Kotick. You can check out my comic at WelcomeToHereafter.com. It's what happens after God loses his job. And sometimes there's a page there. Who knows? Only one way to find out.
And you can check my stuff out at TheKyleLees.com or TheKyleLees on whatever social media thing you want. All of them.
All of them.
And we'll see you in heck. I don't know how to end a video.
Just hit the button.
Just obliterate that bell. Just take that bell out back and just stomp it until it's just goo.
Give the old bong.
Yeah. I hate bells.
Chris is gone. He's left. We're...
Oh, he's back!
Stardust, baby!